And we can now say a very, very good morning to Emily. Good morning.
Morning.
Oh, good morning to you. How are you this morning?
Great.
Great. Not at all nervous?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Yes, just a little. Yes, looking as cool as a cucumber. What's that, a simile? A metaphor? No, it's not a metaphor. Cool as a cucumber. Oh, I'm not going to put you on the spot. Right. So, Everly Lane Primary School. Spill the beans. What's it like?
It's... the teachers are all really fun. And it's a great school.
Yeah.
And whenever there's new people there, there's always someone to be nice to you. And...
oh, yeah. Man. That's lovely. What... How lovely. And your teacher's name, or your teacher's names, because there's more than one, isn't there, at the moment?
Yeah. Mr. Fair's been off, and she was my current teacher, and now I have Mr. Kennedy.
Right. Is Mr. Kennedy going to be your new Year 6 teacher?
No, that's going to be Mr. Soulsby.
Oh, right. Okay. Oh, very confused.
Yeah.
So you're actually coming to the end of your term in Year 5 now, aren't you?
Yeah.
And then you're going on to Year 6 next year.
I don't really want to be in Year 6. I don't want to do SATs.
Well, who does? Who does? It's still very controversial. My granddaughter's just taken SATs, and she didn't come out with a level. All the time I was in the classroom, we were teaching to levels. We were hoping, that we'd have 30, 25 or 30 stars in front of us all with level 5 glowing above their heads, or something even greater than that. But, yeah, we did all right, So... levels are not a thing anymore, are they?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't really know.
No. Have you spoken to any Year 6s about their SATs this year and what they thought of them?
Yeah, some of them were a bit upset and said that they were failed, but it's not pass or fail. So I don't know what they were talking about at all.
No. It's not a pass or fail, no. It's achieving at different levels of achievement.
Yeah.
But we don't say what our level of achievement is now.
No.
All the ones, twos, threes and all the other. Right, okay. So, it's Everly Lane Primary School in Bloom.
Yeah.
Has been running as a competition in your school.
Yeah.
Okay. And what did you have to do for Everly Lane Primary School in Bloom?
We went down to the school gardens with a tablet and we took a picture of either one of the box gardens, or like any flowers around it, and I took a picture of the yellow flower and it was really pretty.
It is really pretty. I'm looking at the photograph now and Emily's brought it in. I'll just hold it up to the microphone for you to see.
I don't think that's going to work.
Is that not going to work?
No.
No. So it is. It's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And it's in close-up and the detail is amazing. And that's just with a tablet.
Yeah.
I think there's more than just a tablet in there. I think there's skill. I think you took your time. You positioned that, you got the composition just right, the light was just right, you didn't get too far away or too close. That is perfect.
No, all I did was see a pretty flower and took a picture of it.
Honest. Absolutely honest. There you are. There's me trying to big you up. I don't know, I just pointed and clicked. Yes. Very good. All right then. So how long did it take before you were aware that you'd actually won the competition?
It was quite a while.
Yeah.
And I was like, I forgot what I did. And then I saw the picture and I was like, oh, yeah, that. Yeah, I remember now.
Yeah, that's what tends to happen in schools. There's so many things to be thinking about. And, the judging must have been really difficult. How many entrants were there? Do you know?
There was my Year 5-6 class.
The whole lot? Everyone in it?
Yeah, and the other Year 5-6 class.
Yeah.
And the only people who didn't take a picture was the people who were off. And Year 4 and backwards didn't do it. And Year 6 did it as well, I think.
Right. So that's a lot of children. A lot of photographs to go through. I can understand why it perhaps took a little bit longer than you might have expected.
I don't even know how the teacher remembered who was which.
Which photograph was from which pupil, yeah. Yeah. Well, they obviously did, and you won. What happened?
In assembly... they said that I won it. I went up and I was like, what have I won again?
Yeah.
And I got the picture and yeah.
Mm-hmm. So has this inspired you to go out and take more photographs of anything in particular, or flowers in particular, or...
Yeah.
Yeah? Fancy photography. You know. It's just amazing now. I mean, if you'd have said to me 10, 15 years ago that you'd gone into the garden with a tablet and taken a photograph, I would have been very, very confused. Because you don't take tablets for a photograph, do you? No. How things have changed. Do you know, when I asked my grandson what was the best part of today when I pick him up from school, he says home time. I tell you, that wouldn't be your assessment of your school day.
No.
No?
I like maths, and I also like... Today we were watching the Year Sixes leaving assembly dress rehearsal, and then I got taken out halfway through, and I quite enjoyed it. It was fun.
Oh, what? You were taken out halfway through? Will you get a chance to see it again?
Yeah, because that's only the dress rehearsal. And then all of the parents will be coming in. And I think it's just Key Stage 2 that go in as well.
Right. So is that tomorrow?
No, it's Friday. No,
Friday.
I think.
Friday. Right. Okay. Oh, well, that's good. That's good. So you haven't missed it at all, really.
No.
No. Okay. So do we think they're listening to this in school today?
I don't really know at all, actually.
No.
I don't think they are, because I've never seen a radio in that school, ever.
What? I'll have to donate one. With Bishop FM permanently tuned. You are now the proud owner of your picture in a wonderful, shiny black frame, and it looks magnificent.
Very, very shiny.
It is very, very, very shiny, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. So does this have pride of place somewhere in the house now?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah? Just checking with Mum there.
Yeah.
So is it on a wall somewhere? Is it?
It's got the back standy up thing. So like going to be on the mantelpiece.
How was it organised so that you could go in the garden and take these photographs? Did you do it in school time? In an organised way?
Yeah, we did it in school, and one of the teachers took us out in groups, and I was out with one of my friends, two of my friends, and two Year Sixes.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a picture of that, obviously, and then the two Year Sixes took a picture of one of the gardens, with one of them was with strawberries, and the other one was with something else.
Yeah.
And my friend took a picture of another plant outside, and so did my other friend.
Very good, very good. Right, well, I tell you what, now is the time to give your friends a mention, if you're planning on doing that. Now would be a good time.
Yeah, one of my best friend in the entire school, Lexi, she took a picture of a plant like that one, and then my friend took another picture, and she's Natalie, and she took a picture of, like, a little pink flower.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the Essexes is called Ben, and he took a picture of the one with the strawberries. And the other Essex is called Daniel, and he took a picture of a garden with something else in it. I can't really remember.
Okay. All right. But nevertheless, you were the one that was chosen, and good choice. Good choice. It's really good. So what we'll do is arrange something to go on our bishopfm.com page, where you can click and listen again and tell all your friends that, oh, you should listen to Emily. She was fab. She was really, really good on the radio. She was fantastic. She was better than that DJ fella. I think they should give her a job.
Nah.
Yeah.
No.
No?
No.
No.
Nah.
10 years?
Nah.
Later?
Nah.
No?
Nah.
Okay. All right, then. We'll keep working on it. I love the badge, by the way. Lovely. Just before you go, tell me about the Everly Lane badge.
Our, like, school mascot sort of thing is the bar.
Yeah.
And so you've got a picture of, like, a red castle and the ball's face on it. And outside of it, it says Everly Lane on it.
Okay. Right, well, thank you very, very much, and thank you to Mum for popping along, and Chris Percival, who's also joined us, who was in that photograph. All right, then. Well, your chance to say bye-bye to everybody that's listening at the moment, Emily.
Bye.
And do take our kind regards back with you to everyone at Everly Lane Primary School. Bye.